Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas, Daf Tzadik, in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chi, beginning of Halacha Gimel. Zog the Mishnah. Aminakesh im anochri b'chasiyos. Someone who's cutting off vegetables with a goy. Aval pi shepirois of tepel oichel mehem arai. Even though these vegetables that he's cutting were planted as tevel, continuation from the previous Mishnah, he had tevel, meaning he already took your harvest as field. He put it into a pile, and now it's chayav and truma and meiser. And it, right now, before he is mafet truma and meiser, it's also because of tevel. He takes that tevel and he plants it. And the chasiyos, says the Reb Chaim, is dover she'ein zarekoli. We're referring to the luf, shum, and betzolim, that the zera doesn't dissolve in the ground. So it's still there. We learned in the previous Mishnah that when you have tevel, so and you plant it, it's also, whatever grows is also. But if he's doing with a goy, it's mutter, achilas ara, you can eat, achilas ara, not achilas kva. I mean, you can eat it until you make a new pile out of it. And the Gemara is going to explain why. Shtile truma shenitbo, you have plants of truma that became tome. Shtolam, he planted them. Toyim milatame, so the tumah goes away. But still says the Mishnah Tzadik Amud Aleph, vasurim miloichol, ad shi goyim esoichol. It's still prohibited to eat it. For the Kohanim, even the Kohanim cannot eat it, even though it's not Tumah anymore. Once you put it in the ground, it lost the name Oichel, lost Tumo. But once it was Tumah, and you planted it, the Kohanim can't go and eat it, because it was a Dichoy, it was Tumah that lost its status. We'll see that in the Gemara. Until he's going to cut whatever grew. And we'll see in the Gemara, it means the leaves that grew, he has to cut. Rabbi Yehuda Imed, Shehigun V'Ishti, he has to cut not once, but twice. He has to let the leaves grow, cut it off, let the leaves grow again, and cut it again, and then whatever grows from here on, then the Kohanim could eat. Says the Gemara of Chiya Ba'ashi B'Shem Ravo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan D'Rab Shimni. Our Mishnah that says that when a person does with a goy, it's mutter, it's like Shita of Rabbi Shimon. D'Rab Shimon holds that Yesh Kinyan L'Goy in Eretz Yisrael. When a goy owns a land in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Trubas and Maestras. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Lama Li Arai, Afilu Keva. Why you can say you can eat only achilas arai, meaning on the field, but now once you make a pile out of it, if a goy is not obligated to trumas and maasros, even once you make a pile, it's still mutter. It says the Gemara will begin to omar of yimre of chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, moide of shimen shu mafish maasros of a goy does have to do maasros, trumas and maasros me'alocha, meaning it's a din derabbanan. Rabbanan where goy is there, that a goy does do trumas and maasros, at least a Jew who takes from a goy needs to do trumas and maasros. The Fuken, Sechin, and Meimar, the Shimon. That's why he said it's Rav Shimon. Meaning we still have to say it's Rav Shimon, because why are you allowed to eat it? Tevel that you planted, if it's Dovah She'ein Zarekali, not allowed to eat. So the answer is because it's a goy. And by a goy, we're not goyzel giduli truma. We're not goyzel with something that was planted and grew. That's not usher. But once you make a pile out of it, then it is usher, because the Rabbanan there, they were goyzer, that when a Jew takes from a goy, he does need to do truma samayasas on there. So therefore, once it becomes a pile, it's asur, but before that, you don't have an issur. Says the Tanya, Minakesh, Imakusi, someone who cuts vegetables with a kusi, the argument holds is the Jew. Mutar b'dmai, you're allowed to eat d'mai. Now, can't eat truma samaisas mamish, but you're allowed to eat d'mai. Referring to, again, the same case. If he planted the d'mai in the ground, once it grew, you can eat the d'mai, because by d'mai, what's a d'mai? D'mai is a suffix truma. Something which you're not sure because it's master him. Most people don't are master, but we have people that rechoshesh, maybe they didn't. So therefore, Rabbanu machmer to they have to do maestros. But once you planted it, you don't have to do maestros anymore. So therefore, if someone is a kusi that doesn't trust and he planted the maestros, if it grew, then he could eat it. As the Gemara explains, but if it's for sure truma that was planted or tevel that was planted, it's also. Lama shadmai botel b'mechubor lekarko. The d'mai, once you plant it, it's bottle, there's no issur anymore, because the whole issur is that they're abundant to begin with. Ve'in gidulav issur, that's the Reb Chaim's girsa, and whatever grows from it is not usur. Meaning the original d'mai is bottle, the new things that grew, and therefore you can eat it. So that's the case of the kusid, you can eat the d'mai. Kudus the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Shtili truma shenitbu, if you have these plants of truma that became tome, and you planted them, so then the tumor goes away, but the Kohanim still can't eat it. So now the Gemara is going to bring a few examples of dichoy. Dichoy means something which was good and lost its status, it doesn't go back to its status. If it was never good, then it could start that status to begin with. Shtilei chulin. That's a gyusa Rav Chaim. The shtilei chulin, you have plants of chulin. Shenitvis, it became tome. Shtolom, and then he planted it. Oysa, truma. Then he can make a truma. Why? Because it was never truma to begin with. So even though when you have chulin tume, you should not make a truma, once you planted, the truma went away, and now it goes back to its original state, you can make a truma. Vehima, you truma meikorim. But if originally it was already truma, and it became tome, and then he planted it, kfar nitchu. Truma, it was truma, it lost its status, it doesn't go back to its original status. The more goes on with other examples. When you have water that became tome, meshikon, it connects it to a mikvah. You can use it for the water of nisuch ha-mayim in sukkos. If it was already designated to be the water of the chag, if it became tome, it's nitcha. If you connect it to the mikvah, you can't use it anymore for nisuch ha-mayim. Continues with another example. Figs and grapes became tome. He could squeeze them and make them truma. Reb Chaim explains that usually grapes and figs are less the size of a kabetza, and therefore the truma, which is the fruit, does not spread into the liquid. The liquid is not considered to be part of the fruit. The only outer fruit is tome. You squeeze the liquid won't become tome from the fruit because the fruit is less than kabetza. Continues the Gemara in Tzadik Amud Beis. But if it was truma originally, and it became tome, so now to squeeze them and make them into truma, that you cannot do. Says the Gemara of Rav Yosso, B'Shem Abulazar, Soichatom ad pochois mi kabeitza, that's the Gersa of Rav Chaim, V'yeinu kosha filu l'nesochim. You squeeze it less than kabeitza, so you don't have truma, and then you can use it even for nesochim. So the way it sounds from Rav Chaim, the way Rav Chaim learned it, we're talking about the original case. We said that you're allowed to squeeze it and use it. You can make a truma if it was never truma to begin with. But we have one caveat over here. Don't squeeze many grapes together. Because even though each grape on its own is less than kabetzo, but when you put many grapes together, then you'll have more than kabetzo. Because the liquid will touch many of the grapes. So that's what we say. Just make sure that whatever you squeeze will be less than kabetzo, and then you can use it for nesachim. The primoy she learns over here that's coming to argue in the last part. We said that if they were truma, and the grapes and the figs, and you squeeze them, you cannot make them truma again. So comes up Zerub Yosef, name Rabbi Lazar, that if you squeeze them, lefsa kabeitza, you could make the truma, you can even make in the sochim on the mizbeach. Continues down the Gemara and says, Amrin, we learned in Mizpendish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Polig. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish argues in this idea that the plants of truma that were planted, if the truma is tome, the truma goes away, but the kohen can't eat it. He argues. Says the Gemara, and we can use the Gersa of Chaim until the end of the parak. Ma lekula, ma lechumro. Is it coming to be mekel to say that once you planted, the kohen could eat it? Or is it coming to be machmir that even if it wasn't truma, even if it was chulin and he planted, you can't make truma out of it? Says the Gemara, in temar lechumro, according to the Gersa of Chaim, if you're saying it's coming to be machmir, Nicho, then it's fine. You could say he's machmir. He says, don't tell me only truma that planted is asur, but even chulin that planted is asur. In Tamar, lekulo, but it's going to be mekel to say that truma tumea that was planted, you could give it to kriyanim, hatanina, chigo, soyichlim. How does the shlokish go against the Mishnah? It's a mefarish Mishnah that says the truma tumea that was planted and grew, you can't give it to the kriyan, you have to cut it off. So arrive the chur from this, that the shlokish could be to be machmir, not to be mekel. Says the Gemara, that was the end of the Mishnah, that you have to cut it twice. So says the Gemara, what explains what it means to cut twice? So what the Mishnah is talking about, you have to cut the leaves twice. Meaning the ikar that was planted in the ground, that it's fine. That, we're not talking about that. The person planted the ikar, the seed into the ground. And from there grows leaves. The leaves that grow, the first time the leaves grow, you have to cut it off and you can't give it to Kohanim. According to the second sheet in the Mishnah, you have to cut it a second time and not give it to Kohanim. And the third time the leaves grow, you could give it to Kohanim, even though the original seed is still there. Meaning at that stage, when you get to the third time, it's considered to be already bottles, enough that grew to vatel the ikar. So even though the ikar is still in the ground, the third time, olim yaitzi, the third time leaves grow, you could give that to the Kohanim. This is the end of the ninth parak of Maseches Trumas, Hadron Allah Chazorei Truma, Hadron Allah Chazorei Truma. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Tzadik.